Hey, can you guys hear me now? Okay, good. I don't know what the deal is with the computer. I guess I'll figure it out. I just got my mic plugged in before we started. Maybe I need to, I don't know, choose the new mic in Pal Talk or something. So anyway, I guess this will work for now. All right, I'm gonna start with a song. And hopefully it'll sound okay over the tablet. Here we go. That was Ramon York Given. from the idol from the album titled the same given its name of the album. Hey everybody, it's good to be here with you. I don't know. I got moved this week, and it's been interesting. But before I go any further, let me take a moment for prayer. Yeah, and just, express my willingness. My willingness to be here, my willingness to learn, my willingness to teach what I would learn. Even when the gratitude doesn't seem readily accessible, let me remember my gratitude. Amen. I got moved this week. It was really strange. Of course, I've known I was moving for, well, you all know how long, quite some time. But as we were packing up and putting the things in the U-Haul, I found myself in kind of in disbelief. Oh my goodness, I'm moving. Like it was a new thought. It was a 2-day trip. My son came with me, thank God, to help me drive and help me get settled in. I put him on the plane on Monday, plane back home. That when I woke up in the hotel after the first day's trip, again, I was like, oh my God, you are in the middle of moving. What are you doing? And since I've been here, it's been surreal is the way it feels. Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety. It's like static in the mind. I don't know. There's a lot of fear and resistance going on, and I was led just before I took the mic to take out this tip from Regina from day 89. I talked a little bit about it last night. And it talks about resistance and willingness. Resistance being habitual or willful avoidance of change. She says specifically, ego resistance avoids a rise in vibrational level. Willingness is being open to change. Specifically, spiritual willingness is open to change in order to achieve one's spiritual aspiration. So I guess, the willingness is I was going to say is there. Let me say the willingness is here because I am here. I will tell you that I'm sitting here at my desk in my new home, and as I'm speaking to you, I'm looking out the window at Pikes Peak. Nothing between me and Pikes Peak but a telephone pole. So there's certainly. And it's a sweet house, and there's certainly things in form that seem inspiring. But I can tell you that I really feel I really I guess I'm really feeling this avoidance of change. I'm resisting the change. It's just I do not feel like myself. I do not feel like I normally feel. Everything's just seems a little off kilter. And I guess the best place to yeah, I heard Kathy. You know, bless you and bless your bravery. And you know, I tell you, we just apparently this is undoing, you know. And you know, I think, oh well, I've been doing this earnestly for the past, I don't know, 10 years, right? And I'm just now being undone. Damn it. But what this really feels like is like all my foundations are being stripped away, shaken. More like dynamited. You know, again, it was really sweet that you know, Tom suggested that Josh come out here with me on the drive, and Tom agreed to pay for his plane ticket and give Josh some money, a little bit of money, as well. And but you know, I know the whole thing. It sounds like, it seems like it came from Tom, but I really think it came from Holy Spirit, because Josh, who is not necessarily for me a soothing presence, was very much so on this trip, and I really needed him. Because all my foundations felt rocked, I needed a rock. I needed somebody to lean on, or so it seemed. And Josh was very loving and giving and very stable, because I would go, oh my God, what about this? What about, you know, even as I was saying last night, I was telling Ken, and I think I shared with the folks in the room last night. You know, I was even like, oh my God, how do I, where do I pull into this gas station? And if I pull in, am I going to be able to pull out? And da 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 da. And about that speed too, right? You know, oh my gosh, how are we going to get the sprinkler system working? Oh my gosh, da 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 da. And Josh's refrain was, we'll figure it out. And you know, it's not like he meant, you know, we'll put our minds to it and get it all figured out. He meant it's all okay. You know, it'll all be okay. And I heard that, and I appreciated that, and I needed that. I haven't journaled a lot since I last saw you guys. It's been crazy. I have a couple though that I will share with you. This one I wrote, I don't know, I guess right after Josh left. And I said, Father, what would you have me know? I mean, that's just, that's even as clear a question as I could get. And the answer, all is well. You feel unsettled because of the changes in your circumstances, and that is to be expected. Remember to be gentle with yourself. Yeah, and I'm not sure I have been. You know, I want to feel more stable. I want to feel less anxious. And so I think that I probably compound the problem, the issue, for not meeting every situation with equanimity. Right? So I appreciated that. Remember to be gentle with yourself. Allow yourself the freedom to see these changes as a new and exciting step on your journey to liberation from the limitations you would place on yourself and on life. And I think that speaks to, a lot of what's been going on with me for a long time. I mean, I think that, I guess like most of us, that what has seemed to drive me for these many years is the desire to have a sense of, stableness, security, familiarity. And it's funny to say those things because you guys know the story. In like 2009, I got the guidance to quit my job, sell my house, get a divorce, another one, and and change it all up, right? And yet, what I think that I mean, and okay, yay, that's commendable, right? But I think that even in the midst of those great changes that I experienced, I still sought a sense of security, a sense of I sought to reestablish, okay, those foundations have all been swept away. Let's set some new ones, right? And just did what ego does, and it's an attempt to solidify my sense of self by securing my environment. So what I do? Well, I got remarried. Yeah, that always helps. And I don't know. I don't know. And I just see where the things that I have done since then, while they've been very different, and I moved to Utah, I moved to Colorado, I moved back to Louisville. That doesn't sound very stable. But I can see that in all of those things, I was still seeking something certain, something solid, something that I could rely on. And as you're probably aware, with this move back, Tom has decided not to make the move to Colorado. And so here I am, and really just kind of like feeling for, feeling for the next step. And Helen writes, "Hey Helen," she writes, "interesting, I feel the same." And then you realize the only stable thing is you. Yeah. Yeah, I sit here and I'm waiting for that sense of the familiar to kick in. I was speaking to somebody, Connie, I think, who was saying, "Oh, that whole surreal feeling will go away." And and I can see part of me saying, "Well, wait a minute, I don't, when everything will begin to feel routine." Well, I don't want everything to feel routine. My God, if I'm going to have to go through this crap, right? I mean, I don't want it to be all for naught. I want to be undone. Right? I want to see it as a new and exciting step on my journey to liberation from the limitations I would place on myself and on life. That's what I want. That's my true desire. Shake me up. It's not easy. It's not easy. But here we are in the midst of it. So, so let's do this thing. Let's be undone. Let's quit running back to the old familiar, Let's quit, hoping that things will begin to feel routine. I don't want to feel routine. So, Holy Spirit says, worry not. Place your trust in me. Ask me to order your days. I will show you. I read the sentence before I read it to you guys, and yeah, it makes it hard to read out loud, but it says, ask me to order your days. I will show you what you need to see in order to let go your fear of life. How about that? Who knew? I mean, if anybody had said to me, well, Jacqueline, you're just afraid of life, I would have been highly offended. If anybody but Holy Spirit said to me, Jacqueline, you're afraid of life, I would have been highly offended. I would have said, there's no, I would have defended that position. I would have said, that's not true. But, what else is that seeking stability, right? Except a hedge against fear, a hedge against, waiting for the other shoe to fall, hedge against impending disaster. But Holy Spirit says, I will show you what you need to see in order to let go your fear of life. There is nothing to fear. I am with you always. And then I journaled again this morning. Yay, I get a gold star for that, right? That's a routine I wouldn't mind actually picking up again. Just the time in the mornings, Anne Blanchard has been away on holiday. She went to see Muji, and then she went to Regina's retreat in Ireland. And Anne and I usually do our lessons together in the morning. And then I will meditate and journal, and that has not been going on either. So again, that's that's practice, and it's the practice that well, that is the place to settle in, right? It's the only place. As Helen said, you realize the only stable thing is you. Well, and that's where I need to be, right? With me, with Holy Spirit. So, the thought for today says, putting fear aside by not listening to it is a practice of awakening. Because putting fear aside by not listening to it is an action of trust in the formless. Trust in the formless is trust in the reality of you. Again, we're saying, right? It's because we're saying the same thing again and again. And I appreciate that because that way I'm able to hear it. Putting fear aside by not listening to it is an action of trust in the formless. Trust in the formless. And so, what I've come to do, as I was just saying, throughout these years, is really to seek to establish some stability and form, and take solace there. And what I'm really being asked to do now is to trust the formless, is to trust. Yeah, I was looking out at the yard and my grass is brown and my trees don't look good. So I had the lawn people come today. I called the arborist to have them come. I haven't spoken with them yet. I left a message. But I'm freaking out about stuff like that. I'm like, oh my God, what if, because it was a dry winter and I wasn't here to water it and it didn't get watered and, these beautiful trees and this beautiful, well, tiny little beautiful lawn in the back and, have I just devalued the house and blah, 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 and that thinking mind gets going, da, 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 and all this stuff I can worry about, right? And it's just fear. And it's just fear projected. It's this, it's a lack of trust, right? So I do what I can do. I call the people, I water, and I do what I can do. So anyway, let's look at what inner wisdom had to say about the thought for today. Notice that fear is the opposite of trust. Notice that each of these, fear and trust, notice that each of these requires your belief, your investment, your faith. Fear requires you place your energy behind the belief that all is not well, that all will not be well until and unless you take some undefined and unknown action to prevent catastrophe. Notice the energy it takes to maintain this investment in fear. And I got to tell you, I am absolutely worn out. Have I been moving for the last week? Yes. I mean, is the org you're going to be somewhat tired? Yeah. But I'm talking about, just that contraction in my shoulders and, just I can feel, it's the energy, it's just the clenched fistness of, of just what now, what now? Oh my God, what's going to happen now, right? Just that energy. That takes real energy, and I do notice that. Notice the energy it takes to maintain this investment in fear. I want to look at that line again. Fear requires you place your energy behind the belief that all is not well. Fear's not, it's not naturally occurring. It's not a naturally occurring emotion. This contracted state is not my natural state. I have to invest my energy in it, and that takes the toll. That's the energy I feel expended. I swear, I feel like I've aged 10 years in this move. Yeah, but that's a choice. It's a choice to invest my energy there. That's the point. That's the point that's being made here. Notice the energy it takes to maintain this investment in fear. Trust is simply the choice to invest this energy in the remembrance and the recognition that all is well, that nothing need be done by you to guarantee that status. The perfection of all that is requires no doing, no maintenance on your part to ensure that it remains as it is. All is well. You are asked to practice investing your energy in remembrance of this truth only so that you do not suffer in the mistaken belief that all is what it is not. Yeah, so it's not like, so in order to for fear to thrive, in order to for fear to live, I have to invest it with my energy. I have to keep feeding it because it's not my natural state. So it's something that has to be maintained, and it's maintained by, sucking the life energy out of me, right? On the other hand, trust in the truth doesn't need my agreement. It doesn't need my acquiescence. It doesn't need to be maintained by me. The truth simply is. And the only reason, the only reason that is being recommended that I invest my energy there in trust and in truth is to alleviate my own suffering. Not because truth needs me to do it. Not because that's what makes truth true. I'm just being asked to give myself a break. You are asked simply to notice what is when you allow it to be. You allow it to be when you remember. Let's see. No. Let me try again. You allow it to be when you remove your trust in fear and anxiety, right? There's no. That's great. That's great to see. And even though I wrote this morning, I didn't really see that. You're asked simply to notice what is when you allow it to be. You allow it to be when you remove your trust in fear and anxiety. And that's what Regina was telling us last week in Gentle Healing, that when we relax, when we quit listening to the stories, when we relax, when we're not investing in something else, we fall back to our natural state. And our natural state is, the peace and the comfort of God. Our natural state is relaxed energy. You are asked simply to notice what is when you allow it to be. You allow it to be when you remove your trust in fear and anxiety. Thus, you can see that the energy required for this allowance is far less than that required to maintain the false belief that all is not well. Indeed, one perspective is life-affirming, is the generation of energy itself, while the other is a drain on the energy that is your natural state. And then I asked, how would you have me practice? Look for your fear thoughts. Speak to them. Tell them you no longer want to expend your energy to keep them alive. Then ask me for guidance. Ask me to show you thoughts that are life-affirming. Rest in these thoughts and you will feel your energy renewed. Yeah, I've been bonkers all week, Helen. It's funny, my cat has had an interesting trip. She did pretty well on the trip. She just walked in the room. For the. Today she's come out, but for the past 2 days she's been hiding under the covers. And I'm like, you know what? If I could, cat, I would be right there with you under the covers. But and life goes on, and there are classes to teach and schedules to keep and come on up here, kitty. So, That's all I can do now is just do what's been recommended here. And I don't do it to appease any god, to make life better, to make things go my way. No, I do it to alleviate my suffering. And right now my suffering is appearing as just a frenetic mind, just a crazy mind, and just a massive expansion of energy. And I guess that I would see, without the insight provided here, I would see the energy as like the energy that it takes to quell the fears, to like kind of dampen the fear. But there's real truth in what's been said, in that is a mistaken belief. The energy expended is the feeding of the fear. Because once I no longer feed the fear and the anxiety, once I relax, I can settle into my natural state, which is life, which is energy. I got to tell you, when I speak, and it makes, I don't know what to say, guys. When I say that, it's like, yeah, I get what's being said. I can tell you there are lots of doubt thoughts in the mind. Yeah, lots of thoughts that go, well, that sounds pretty, but that's not really what you're doing, is it? And it's not really what I've been doing. I've been doing what I was doing before the move. I've been white knuckling it. I've been hanging on, just as hard as I can to what have I been hanging on to? My fear. just hoping to ride out the storm is the way that it's shown up for me. The whole "this too shall pass" thing. You can make it through it. You can make it through it. But it's not a trust. It's not been a trust that all is well. It's been more holding my breath. Yeah, so I guess that at this point I really need to focus on resting the fear, doing just what was said here. So let's, at the risk of boring you to tears, let me see what I've been told to do. Look for your fear thoughts. Oh my God, it's not like I have to look very hard. I fear that the trees are going to die. I fear that the grass isn't going to come back. I fear that I'm going to mess up this floor before I get a carpet on it. So anyway, so it won't take much looking to find the fear thoughts. Speak to them. Tell them you no longer want to expend your energy to keep them alive. And I guess that's where I need to, I guess that's where I need to, focus, is just really realize, the kind of investment that I'm been choosing to make. This investment of energy in fear. So, I don't know what else to say. I'm led to go back to Regina's tip from day 89. She's quoting from NTI and says, "Great fear is nothing more than great resistance." And so the means for overcoming great fear is great willingness. Great willingness comes from remembering what you want. You know, that I'm clear. I'm going to look at another tip. Day 85. Regina says there are two questions. They're really the same question. What is truth and what am I? And that's my true desire. That's where my willingness takes me. I mean, you know, if I can look and see that by by throwing caution to the wind, right? By throwing the willingness, excuse me, by throwing the need for safety and security and stability and same old, right? But giving those up, you know, that is a willingness that I want to answer these questions. I want to find out what whatever is. So whatever I am, you must also be, Holy Spirit says in NTI. I want to find out what that is. Whatever I am, you must also be. Regina asked at the end of that, do you want to find out what that is? Are you satisfied with a lie and a dream? I'm no longer satisfied with a lie and a dream. You know, God, I've done that. I am over that. So I'm rambling. I realize that, and I apologize for that. I think that I will play another song. See. All right, here's another one from Ramon, New York. I hope it's the one I want to hear. Hope it's the one you guys want to hear. It's called The Love of God.
Not our own.
So, sweet song, The Love of God by Ramon York. And Ken, I wonder if you would just, yeah, I really feel done for the day. And I was wondering if maybe you would just play some music for me and, do your announcements or whatever you do. You're sweet. Thank you, Ken. You were a doll last night too. Thanks for gentle healing. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna let go of the mic and let Ken close out with music. I love you guys. I appreciate the opportunity to be here with you. Yeah, and to share. Thanks for everything. Bye.